The Army of the Russian Federation did not achieve the objectives outlined in its pre-invasion plan. Logistical problems that have hampered the Russian advance persist, as does strong Ukrainian resistance. UK's Ministry of Defense posted this on Twitter. According to intelligence data, Russian ground forces continue to make limited progress. Meanwhile, Ukrainian military units together with the territorial defense forces, despite massive shelling and bombing, continue to successfully defend major cities, Kharkiv, Sumy, Chernihiv, Mariupol, Mykolaiv, outskirts of Kyiv. In some places, Ukrainian defenders go on the offensive. Thus, the resistance forces in Chernihiv region liberated 5 populated localities from the Russian occupiers. The units of the Russian Federation are not able to conduct combat operations in full. The officers are stricken with panic as they think they were abandoned by senior military political leadership. The moral and psychological state of soldiers does not contribute to the fulfillment of the tasks. And as a result, we have the state flags of Ukraine over our populated localities in Chernihiv region and 2 armored personnel carriers which will now serve the benefit of the Ukrainian people, the operational command, North, posted on Facebook. The day before, head of the Mykolaiv Regional State Administration Vitaly Kim declared the initiative to create a green corridor for those Russian soldiers who wish to surrender and didn't shoot at the civilian population. According to the official, the occupiers are now on the border of Kherson and Mykolaiv regions. They do not want to attack, they believe that they have been deceived, but they cannot return because they are afraid that they will be shot from Kherson during the retreat. Vitaly Kim stressed that artillerymen and MLRS operators would not be able to use the Green Corridor because they had fired on residential neighborhoods. At the same time, Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces of Ukraine Valery Zaluzhny wrote on his Facebook page that Russia had launched 219 missile strikes on civilians in Ukraine since the beginning of the open invasion. This bloody crime of the Putin regime is a flagrant violation of international humanitarian law and requires an investigation by the Hague Tribunal, Zaluzhny stressed. A total of 328 operational and tactical Iskander and Caliber ground-based and naval-based missiles have been fired on Ukrainian populated localities. Bohdan Marushiuk.